We're going to head now to Los Angeles, where public beaches have reopened. And this Memorial Day weekend is a test for whether people can hit the sand while also practicing social distancing. Saul Gonzalez of member station KQED has this report from Los Angeles's Venice Beach.
Except for still closed stores that sell tourist tchotchkes and big electronic signboards on the boardwalk reminding people to wear masks, Venice Beach looks a lot like its normally funky self this Memorial Day weekend, with skateboarders, surfers, and even a street performer here and there like juggler Michael Dorfman. He says he's concerned about the pandemic, but not enough to stay away from Venice Beach, his happy place.
You know, I don't juggle down here for money. I just do it for fun. But I think that everybody that comes to Venice Beach needs to see a juggler. You know, so I want to be that juggler. So when somebody asks them, "Hey, did you see a juggler at Venice Beach?" I can say they could be like, "Yeah, I did," and I could be that guy.
Dorfman thinks the reopening of LA area beaches like Venice is helping people deal with coronavirus cabin fever.
You know, I think there's a lot of tension right now in Los Angeles, you know, especially. So I think people getting outside, maybe that'll ease some of that tension.
Although sunbathing and picnicking at Venice and other Southern California beaches are prohibited, people are allowed to surf, jog, or walk along the shore. But most weren't wearing masks the city of LA requires for outdoor activities. Karina Avalos and her family were so eager to stroll on the sand, they left their home in Bakersfield, 120 miles away, well before sunrise.
4 in the morning.
4 in the morning?
Yes.
Just for the beach trip?
Just for the beach, so we could get here while there's not a lot of people and be back home by 2-3 in the afternoon.
And Avalos said she was ready to go home earlier if things started looking risky.
Well, if we start seeing a lot of people, we're just going to head out. I'm carrying my hand sanitizer, I have my face mask. And just we see a lot of people, we're leaving just so we can avoid contact with other people.
One person who said he wasn't concerned about packed beaches was surfer and Venice local Eric Britton.
I'm sure it's going to be crowded on the beach. I'm okay with it. You know, I kind of keep my distance anyways, and more than likely, I'll be in the water, so I'll feel even better if a swell comes and the waves are good.
And with that, Britton grabbed a surfboard and headed for the water, leaving thoughts of the coronavirus behind on shore. For NPR News, I'm Saul Gonzalez, Venice Beach, California.